Welcome to Season 3 of The Successful Strategist, a podcast on strategy, management, and governance dedicated to helping you address the most important questions any organization can ask. I'm Mitchell Muncy, a consultant who has co-founded or led 5 startups, for-profit and non-profit, spanning the media, public policy, and higher education. In these practical 5-minute episodes, I cut through jargon and myth to offer you the same advice I give my clients. Good morning. This is the third in a series of episodes on the roles that people in key positions play in your strategy. Last time, I discussed 2 mindsets a CEO must possess to be a successful strategist. In both the last 2 episodes, I argued that strategy is the CEO's main job. But if that's the case, why have a chief strategy officer, or CSO? What's left for a strategy officer to do? Many organizations are ambivalent about a strategy officer's role. One survey found that 65% of CSOs don't think their priorities are clear. The CSO's position is still relatively new. Business strategy as a field has been around only for about 60 years, and the CSO job for less than 30 years. Moreover, other C-level positions indicate an area of specialization or responsibility for a function. The chief financial officer prepares financial statements. The chief legal officer prepares legal opinions or documents. But strategy isn't a specialization or a function. It's what brings the various functions of an organization together into a whole. Strategy officers can seem to be everywhere and nowhere, and to interfere with the work of other functions. They must work through personal influence rather than control of a portion of the organization's budget and personnel. One survey found that only 28% of CSOs fully agreed their authority is equal to that of other C-level executives. Only 26% agreed that their organization's strategic plan clearly states what will make the organization successful. Only 25% described themselves as being very successful at creating value for their organizations. The result is that strategy officers can end up managing only the dreaded annual strategic planning session, or perhaps a range of tactical projects because these don't happen to fit clearly into some other function. The best term I've seen to describe a strategy officer's role constructively is independent insider, which serves 3 purposes. First, those in charge of specific functions often face a tension between what is easy to do and what is right to do that leads them away from difficult decisions. Precisely because strategy officers aren't responsible for a function, they're in a position to examine impartially the thinking of other executives and raise difficult issues others may wish to avoid. This will often take the form of questioning assumptions, making the implicit explicit so that it can be examined and tested, and refocusing the attention of functional or business unit heads on the basic commitments that the organization's strategy requires. Second, strategy officers, because their perspective is as broad as the CEO's, can serve as a kind of sparring partner for the CEO, challenging the CEO's own thinking, usually in private, and help the CEO prepare for discussions with the board, investors or donors, and others. Third, even in well-run organizations, maintaining coordination and consistency are enormous challenges. Just as the chief financial officer ensures there is a common language and practice throughout the organization for discussing and recording finances, the chief strategy officer ensures there's a single language for and understanding of the organization's strategy. While CEOs are responsible for developing the strategy, they can't fulfill their other responsibilities and at the same time engage in the constant individual conversations necessary to guarantee consistent and coordinated implementation of the strategy. My question for today is, does your organization have a strategy officer? And if so, is that person fully integrated into the daily life of the organization, or are they in some way isolated? The role of the independent insider leaves a great deal of room for flexibility in crafting a strategy officer's position for a particular organization. Next time, I'll talk about some of the different ways to conceive the role. Most people learn about podcasts from friends and colleagues. If this episode was helpful, please take 30 seconds right now to recommend The Successful Strategist to one other person, and be sure you haven't missed any of the previous episodes. If you'd like to receive my twice-monthly newsletter, which includes show notes and a summary of important ideas about strategy, management, or governance, sign up at thesuccessfulstrategist.com. I'm glad we could invest this time together. Remember, being a successful strategist doesn't require specialized training or unique insight, just a commitment to asking the right questions. The Successful Strategist is a production of Prospera LLC, a consulting firm providing strategy development, nonprofit due diligence, crisis management, and interim executive management to mission-driven organizations and philanthropists. Learn more at ProsperaLLC.com. This is Mitchell Muncy. Talk to you next time.